the Reverend Leroy Marshall didn't really want the job when he first applied.
I didn't think much about it, and then they called me back and asked me to come back, and came back again, and kicking and screaming, I became pastor.
Then assistant pastor of a Baptist congregation in Louisville, Marshall didn't know much about the rundown Greek Revival church just a few hundred yards north of the Ohio River. As he points out areas that were disheveled, he takes us into his office, which was formerly a storage room.
It was a mess.
But he took the job at the church, with its broken windows and leaky roof, and is glad he did. If he hadn't, he says one of Indiana's most important historical locations was on its way to being condemned.
That's one of the keys to the Underground Railroad in this area. And you can't underestimate the importance of this congregation.
As historian Pam Peters will tell you, the building's called Town Clock Church because of its 160-foot clock tower. It was built in 1852 for a congregation of Presbyterian abolitionists. New Albany's location on the Ohio River made it a hub for commerce and shipbuilding, and its position right on the Mason-Dixon line made it a hub for African-American activity.
You know, it was just an extremely important area because of the African-American communities on both sides of the river helping each other, and then the connection with the community here and the New School Presbyterians.
Since New Albany depended on business with Kentucky, the city had a reputation for being pro-slavery. But convinced of slavery's evil, the Presbyterian congregation went out of its way to help escaped blacks, and the church became an integral stop on the Underground Railroad.
It was extremely hard for anybody wanting to help and not get into trouble to deal with that whole issue and live out their Christian life in that way.
Peter says the church itself was likely more of an organizing place for local abolitionists, and much of the actual work would have occurred at missions established on the riverbank.
They helped them there with food, with clothing, with, yes, a way to get out of this dangerous Ohio River Valley.
Those who made it to New Albany weren't safe by any means. Slave catchers were often in hot pursuit, and the nation's fugitive slave laws meant returning enslaved people to southern owners could be lucrative. And while the end goal was to get to the wilderness north of Salem, those who saw the church's towering steeple from Kentucky knew freedom was within reach.
That word passed around with them that this was a place of safety, that if they could just get over here, it was like a pot of gold. If they could just get over that ribbon of water.
So in 2012, when the church was nearing its last legs, Marshall, Jerry Finn, and a group of community leaders formed Friends of the Town Clock Church. Earlier fundraising efforts collected $350, but Finn estimated it'd take almost $500,000 to refurbish the church.
Most people, when they heard $480,000, said, "We are crazy. There's no way that would happen."
But it did, and it shattered expectations. To date, the church has received nearly $1 million, enough to replace the steeple that had burned in 1915. And there are even plans to build an Underground Railroad center next door.
It's more important than ever to tell the story of people who were willing and courageous enough to do the right thing.
Marshall agrees and says in light of everything that's happened the past year, Town Clock Church provides an example of Americans coming together for a bigger cause. Whether we're discussing events from centuries ago, or even ones this decade.
A lot of times we talk about doing certain things along racial lines, improving racial tensions and that kind of thing. But this community has been in there with us every step of the way, so it can be done.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Mitch Legan.